John, championship up and running last weekend, second round of games this weekend. General perception going into the championship, I suppose, was what Gweedore, St. Johann's, Neave, Connell, your own club, Kilcar, hanging in there as well, I suppose, down a number of players. Did last weekend tell us anything different?
Not really, Tom. I think really you're still looking at the big clubs. I know Gweedore and Unions had to play each other, which was going to give some kind of a result, which it was a closely tight fought affair, and Gweedore came out in the top of it with 1.1s, which was a big result for them.
Yeah, heel against the head, that one.
Yeah, against the head, that one is right. And they face Neave Connell now at the weekend in Marigallen, so that's the game of the weekend again.
Yeah, so does that put St. Johann's under a little bit of pressure? Obviously, they're in Dunloe this weekend, and then they have to go to Glenties.
Yeah, I think it definitely does. I mean, obviously they have Dunloe, which you'd expect them to overcome, and even though they are away, I would still expect them to win that game. And again, it comes down to maybe what we spoke about before, the final game of between Glenties and St. Johann's on the last day of the round.
So we'll stick to that group. That's Group B, in actual fact. We'll start our preview at that. As you said, St. Johann's in Rosses Park tomorrow evening. Dunloe having a difficult season, I suppose, a club and team in transition.
Yeah, they are. It's difficult for them, surely. You know, they're a difficult league campaign, and probably trying to blood young players in, and maybe a lot of the older players maybe had to stay on a lot longer than they wanted to, and they kept that going for the club, and now they've just come to a stage where they have to go with the youth and probably to find their level, and they're just finding that bit difficult at the minute. So I know they've probably got relegated now to Division 2, and maybe, you know, it'll be a stepping stone for them to get back up to Division 1. They maybe need to play Division 2 football so them young players can get a bit of experience of winning and moving up the ranks again.
So, facing St. Johann's tomorrow evening, a St. Johann's team that have to win. A St. Johann's team that probably faced a lot of criticism as well all week on the type of football they played last weekend.
They did. I heard a lot of it, a lot of people on about the type of football they played.
Very defensive.
But again, I suppose they were up against, you can tell by the scoreline, 1-6 to 10 points, that both teams were probably defensive. And when you have that, sometimes it's a team that can break down the other team the best usually wins the game, and that seemed to be the kind of game it was. And Gweedore just maybe had that a bit more up front, was able to a better variety of scorers and probably pulled them through.
Yeah, but St. Johann's to bounce back this evening.
I would think so. I would think St. Johann's will have enough to overcome Dunloe. It'll be interesting. They are relying on them.
And the other game, as you mentioned, in this group is another big one, I suppose. Can be a defining game as well. Gweedore at home to Neave Connell, who got that good big win against Dunloe last weekend.
Yeah, it was a big win for them. The 4-16 they scored. That's a big score. I think they probably were looking maybe at score difference in the group, although I'm not sure how that works at the end, Tom. But they were convincing winners, and again they'll put it up to Gweedore. There's no doubt about that. They have a lot of championship experience in the team, and I still feel Gweedore will have the upper hand for them in Marigallen.
Yeah, Gweedore obviously have that great squad of players. You know, when you see the likes of James Carroll coming on, you know, the likes of Gavin McBride coming on off the bench as well. They certainly have got strength and depth.
Yeah, and I've seen Michael Carroll as well come off the bench. I know he's only back from the States, so it's a nice array of subs to be able to bring in. But as you say, the strength and depth is there, and probably playing the league all season, they've been able to maybe the fringe players with different players missing got more league games, and it's probably stood for them, and maybe they've been able to lay down a place for on the team. But without a shadow of a doubt, they've a serious team. And right through the ranks from even their keeper Christopher Sweeney, who's a good keeper and has been for a long number of years, and you take the two McGees, and with obviously Oren Manelis, I mean he scored 4 I think in the game against Unions, and he's a serious threat. And as you say, they're playing the Eamon McGee and Kevin Cassidy, I mean, up in the full forward line and probably dropping back, but they're big men. They're big men up there, and you have Keane Mulligan in there as well. So they have, you have a lot to contend with.
Mm. Feisty game on O'Donnell Park. Are you expecting the same in Marragallen?
I would. I think you do probably set the tone from the start this year, and their intent is very clear, and I would expect the same. I think there'll be nothing easy in it. Glenties, as I say, have that championship experience, and they will definitely be able to give Gidoor their fill of it. But I still feel Gidoor will come out on top.
And moving on to Group B, it's Burt at home to Ardra, at Lynchwilly, at home to Bundoran. Again, I suppose you're looking at three teams there in the shake-up, I suppose. No disrespect to Burt, but they've had a difficult season enough. It's between Bundoran, Lynchwilly and Ardra.
Yeah, it is. And Ardra got a very good win against Lynchwilly last Sunday. I think I'll be at home, and it was a late goal, but it's all about winning, and they got a good win, which puts Lynchwilly on the back foot, really, and they have to face a Bundoran team at home that have beat Burt well and be going into that game quite confident.
Yeah. Ardra, first game Sunday in Burt. What do you expect from that?
I would expect Burt not to give anything easy when they're at home, but I still see Ardra winning that game, and I expect them to pick up the 2 points there.
That'll put them in a very good position.
It will. It will. All depending on the result, on the other result between Bundoran and Lynchwilly. If Lynchwilly don't get a result, that's Bundoran and Ardra through.
Yeah, but Lynchwilly in Park, Kinneve Columba, can be intimidating enough.
I think so. Again, when you talk about championship experience, I mean, they have it, and they have it in spades, as they say, because they have so many championship players that have medals, and they're definitely going to be very difficult to beat with the championship on the line. I would expect them to win that game, Tom. Mm.
And moving on to Group C, we have a game this evening. Mallon are at home to Terriman, and tomorrow it's St Michael's against Four Masters. I suppose St Michael's, after their victory last weekend and the manner in which they put Terriman to the sword at the Burn Road, and given that they have two home games for Masters and obviously Mallon next weekend, they're in pole position in that group.
They are, and recently, I suppose, in their league campaign in the last 7 or 8 games, they won 7 or 8, I think it was 8 on the bounce, you know, then that really, because they were struggling early on, but they seemed to have got their act together, and then when they won them 8 games, it really stood for them when they played Terriman in the championship. They blew them away, and I would expect them to have enough for Four Masters as well in that game.
Four Masters, of course, got the win.
And just how things go with the week before. A lot of it hinged on the league, where Four Masters were in a precarious position to be relegated, and Mallon maybe also were looking for a point to stay up, and Four Masters won and Mallon lost, and Mallon, or Four Masters stayed up and Mallon got relegated to the third division, and probably with that it probably had a very negative effect on Mallon. I'm sure it wasn't easy for them to have to raise themselves the following week to come down to Four Masters and play in the championship, and Four Masters had enough for them. And again, it depends on how they are, if they have any intention in the senior championship, they'll have to get a win this weekend against Terriman.
And people are talking about Mallon and the fact that we're relegated, but when you count that they had 16 points, that's what 8 games they've won, roughly half the games. That's very unfortunate.
It can happen. Really happens when you have one team that really haven't competed in the league, which was Niwara this year. They really, I think maybe they ended up on 2 points or something, you know, and so every team was getting maybe 4 points out of those games, and that was really making it very tight for everybody else. And it just shows you how well met the rest of the teams were. And they were probably unfortunate, because 16 points a lot of years would leave you safe. It's just how they recover from that, and maybe their first outing afterwards wasn't that impressive against Donegal Town in the championship. Mm-hmm. So for them to get something against Terriman, I think they're going to have to lift themselves big time in trying to get 2 points. Mm-hmm. And whether that's there, I'm not sure.
Terriman will be disappointed with their performance last week against St Michael's at the Burn Road, because they'd gone into that game on the back of a good result away to McCool's the previous week.
They did. They pulled that one out of the fire, where McCool's were going for the league championship, and I think Terriman really it was a big battle for them to win that, and they did.
Because they were still in that, hovering in that relegation zone, I think, as well.
They were, because I think they were in the more or less same position as Mallon, and they needed a result, and they did. They got the result, and it was it was a great result for them, and you would think with that they would come a bounce. But I think St. Michael's just really were a step up for them, and they weren't able just maybe to compete with them. I noticed they were missing Michael Boyle and the McCormick that week as well. And for, you know, a club like Tiernan, they're big players.
Yeah. This evening in Connolly Park, not the easiest place to go and take points.
Again, it's a tough one to call, and I could see it being a draw.
Anyway, the final group is Group D. I suppose McCool's, Sean McCool's got probably the result of the weekend, last weekend, the winter tournament, and got a great result, won by, 6 points. They're home to Killybegs, and there are two teams now that probably are eyeing that second spot behind Kilcar for qualification.
They are. As you say, McCool's probably really unexpected to a lot of people. They got a great result in Milford, and they put up a big score, 4-12. Which was a big score against a Division 1 team, you know, and home to Killybegs this weekend. I was at the Killybegs-Kilcar game last weekend. Killybegs played well, and, you know, they're difficult opponents when it comes to championship. And I don't know, Owen Bang got injured. He didn't come out for the second half. And if he's available and they're at if they're at full strength, Killybegs will pose problems for them. And it's a difficult one, and I still think the home advantage McCool's maybe we just have enough.
And the final game is Kilcar, your own team at home to Milford. Milford, very disappointing last week, went in, you know, on the back of a great run of results in the league, and all of a sudden got caught by McCool's and well beaten.
Yeah, sometimes that happens, you know. You've survived Division 1 and you're taking on a Division 2 team, and maybe to get up for the game and you think that you're going to win the game, especially when you're at home, and maybe you find yourself behind before you know it, and you struggle to get back on terms with them, and before the game is gone and you can't get it back, and maybe they didn't realise what McCool's would come with, and they got caught with it, and I expect them to be coming to townie this time with a lot of fire in their belly to come back, because they're in the last chance saloon with us, because if they don't get something from us, they're staring the relegation playoff in the face.
And I suppose the reality is they will draw some courage from their league game down there. There was only, a few points in it.
I was at that game. They got a draw in the league game, and I think it took Paddy with a few late points to get the draw for Kilcar that day. And Milford played very well, and they defended very well, and then they have the attackers there to do damage if they do break with you, and they're very comfortable on the ball. So I would expect them probably to be defensive against Kilcar and then trying to break his turn us on the break. But I still think Kilcar will have enough for them.
Kilcar without Patrick McBrearty, but their word is that maybe Ryan McHugh might be back this weekend.
Yeah, possibly. I'd say they'll wait and see, maybe just on Sunday. I don't know exactly what call they'll make on it, but I would say if he's needed, he'll be available.
So a busy weekend, and obviously we'd probably be in a better position to know a few of the quarterfinals anyway, but there'll probably so quite a few groups still go down to the last round.
Yeah, I would say. I think you'll probably have two of the groups anyway. I'd say would possibly be sorted on Sunday evening. But it'll be interesting. Maybe there'll be an upset. You know, you never know. That's the enjoyment of the championship. It can throw an upset, like McCool's upset Milford last week, and maybe there might be another one this weekend, and it'll be interesting to see.
And tell me, what groups do you expect to be sorted this weekend?
Well, I think the Kilcar McCool's group, I think that group will be maybe coming through this weekend. I think Kilcar and McCool's will probably be on the first and second, and then I would say, the Eudora Unions and Glenties and Dunlow group. I don't expect that one to be sorted. I expect nothing to go to the last day.
There might be calculators needed for that one.
Yeah. The other big one is with Glen Swilly. If Glen Swilly don't overcome Bundoran, then that I'd expect that group to be sorted. But that's a hard call, though. I do expect Glen Swilly to come out fighting and to get the better of Bundoran on the day. But Bundoran are going there with nothing to lose on it.